day she's gonna make them stay at home. Daddy doesn't understand it. He always said she was good as gold. And he can see no reasons, cause there are no reasons. What reason do you need to be shown?
Don't like Mondays.
I do.
You like Mondays?
No.
Mondays get a bad rap, don't they?
Actually, I do like Monday. There's something wrong with my... You had me up too loud. Now I can't hear myself. I feel like yeah. I'm stuck in a tin can.
Yeah.
Why?
That's your head.
Why you got me in a tin can? No, my head's fine head. Now. I'm in a tin can. Fix me, please.
Okay, hold on. All right, is that all fixed for you?
Yes, it's better. Thank
Good.
You.
Good. Okay, we're ready to rock and roll on a Monday. Wow. It's just, you know, the time just flies by.
It does?
Yeah.
Oh.
Good to know you're feeling better, though.
Did you turn the volume up so we can actually hear the music when you play it?
You haven't had
me for a whole week to remind you of that. So.
Helen, we didn't get any music played at all when Helen was
in
the show.
I'm sure, because you didn't ever turn it up.
Rolling down the freeway with a rag top down. I got a shuffle on the radio with rat bass sound. I got two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. Oh yeah, two blind squirrels in the morning. Radio on demand, it's all right.
All right, and on today's show, we're going to talk about faith feeling better and catch up a little bit on what's going on.
All right.
All right.
I'm going to need to catch up with you.
Two blind squirrels in the morning, people radio on demand, it's all right.
I see you every day. What do I need to catch up with you for?
We haven't hardly seen each other at all lately.
I'm looking at you right now.
Well, I know, but I've been getting home at all hours of the night.
Whose fault is that, Mr. I like to be busy, and then when he is, he hates it.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it. I'm just busy. I mean, I enjoy the activity,
yeah.
and the I like having an active life and having something to do every night.
I don't. I mean, I enjoy being active,
yeah.
But I don't like having something to do every night. I'd much rather stay home with my family than have to go somewhere.
I don't look at it as having to go somewhere. I like to go. I like to do.
Yeah, but then you don't get rest.
That's true. But I'm tired.
That's exactly right.
Trying to fit everything in. And it's interesting.
Because right, you do too much. That's why you have me.
That's why I have you? I thought I had you for other reasons.
Yeah. That's not appropriate.
No, I didn't mean that.
You have me so that I can say, no, you don't have time.
Okay. I do enjoy our Sundays together, though.
Yes, we do nothing.
Do nothing. Watch football, lay
we'll
around.
Go to church and come home and do nothing.
That's right. Okay. Can you tilt your microphone up just a little bit? You are being loud and soft.
Sorry.
Nothing in the middle. There you go. Okay. So.
You wanted to know how that I was feeling
well,
better?
We're gonna
I am.
Start the, let's, yeah. Let's, so let's start the show off right. We've been starting to show off right, so let's start to show off right.
Okay, go.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for this week. Thank you for this podcast. Thank you for this ministry. Thank you for my beautiful wife, and thank you for her health. It is so good to have her speaking normally in her beautiful voice without the dribbles and the sniffles. And we ask, Father, that you bless the podcast this week, that they will reach others and give them a smile and maybe even a laugh. Pray, Father, that your spirit just flows through us to the listeners. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
And we do appreciate all of you praying for us.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thanks for praying for Faith's health and everything like that. Oh, by the way, speaking of that,
mm-hmm.
We got many comments that went to Helen.
Oh, they wanting her to replace me?
Nope.
Oh.
No, I don't think so.
It's getting a complex there for a minute.
Genevilia of the Jaded Vassalion podcast writes, Dear Helen, you did an excellent job filling in for your mommy. I was so impressed with your very smartness.
That's cute.
Uh-huh. And your very cuteness. Your prayer at the end was just so precious and it made me smile. I have no doubt that God heard it loud and clear. I hope that I should be reading this to her.
Yeah, what are you reading it to me for? Because I'm her mother and I'm proud.
Yeah, well, there you go. And she's in bed. I will read it to her. I hope that you continue to experience all the fun and good times that comes with having such a great mommy and daddy. You are truly blessed and a blessing to lots of people. Keep it up. Keep up the super duper work. Your friend, Jenna Villia.
Oh,
that's the longest one. The rest of them are fairly short. This is from Christy Brewer, our friend in her Silver Springs.
Yes.
Helen, you did an amazing job working with your dad. Your sweet voice and your precious words were very beautiful. What a special family. We love you guys. From Christy Brewer.
It's my friend.
And Luke, all the way from Australia, says, good show. Well done. You rock. I love you. God bless, Luke.
Oh.
So, and there were several other comments on the forum, and we just appreciate all your... there may have been some phone calls we haven't got to yet. Speaking of phone calls, this week, I hope you like listener calls.
Because you're getting them.
You're going to get some listener calls this week. We have 19. We're backed up a little bit.
Yeah. You're backed up. I've got something for that.
No, not that kind of backed up. We're not going to talk about that on the show.
Okay. I loaned out some stuff to friend this
week.
Sweet.
No, I'm good. I'm real. I'm a regular guy. Okay. Just a regular old guy. Speaking of that, why don't you give us a faith builder? We actually have a theme for this week called it's
They don't faith. Like themes, remember?
I can't help it.
They don't like themes. They don't like any kind of coherent
structure,
flow or structure. No. Not that we have any.
No. Here you go. Give us a faith builder.
I am
builder,
the most
faith.
Structured list following structured routine person.
Organizer.
But when I'm with you.
Yes.
All goes out this, the window.
Goes out the window.
On.
That's what you love about me.
I know.
I bring a little chaos into your life.
Yeah.
What was that for?
Wow.
Excuse me.
Okay, ready?
I am.
Romans 12:3. For by the grace given to me, I ask every one of you not to think of yourself more highly than you should, rather to think of yourself with sober judgment on the measure of faith that God has assigned each of you.
There you go. Very good. Think on that. Okay.
Think. That's one of Helen's spelling words this week. Think.
Can we talk about the JesusGeeks.com?
And Geeks.
Geeks.
Plural.
Plural. And.
Why do we have to talk about them?
You know, the fake Clifford?
Yeah.
Yes, that's his real
name.
He's
a sniper, yeah.
Yeah, he's a sniper. Uh-huh. That's not his real name. You tried to look him up in the book, you know, and he wasn't there because there's no Cliffords. No Clifford ever went to CFNI.
Hmm. What's his real name?
I don't know. They won't tell us.
Well, I got to know. And he won't tell me when he graduated.
They gave us
either.
A bunch of joke names on their show the other day.
And I want to know what year he graduated. He wouldn't tell me.
The JesusGeeks.com. He's very mysterious, this Clifford.
Maybe he has something to hide. Did you hold hands with a girl on campus at CFNI?
Ooh, that's not allowed. That's not
no,
allowed.
It's not.
No PDAs in public. No.
Did you?
Maybe he's got a big red A tattooed on his forehead.
I bet so. There's no touching a person of the opposite sex at CFNI.
Yeah.
That's why everybody goes to the park.
Yeah, don't get caught at the park. Please check out withinhisgrace.com. They are sponsoring this podcast.
Oh, look at that radio voice.
And if you would like to call in and leave us a message, you can do so at 206-350-6956. All the business has been taken care of. Now, on with the mayhem of the show.
There's mayhem?
Yes, there's mayhem. Faith is feeling better, and we're going to talk. We got some subjects to cover this week that we've both been kind of been dying to cover, but let's do a... No, let's do. Let's save that. I'll save that. Save that. Save that. Save that. Save that.
I got something to tell you.
New Fishwits. New Fishwits out there. Everybody, check it out. Check it out.
That doesn't help me.
Sorry. What do you got to tell me?
Did you know that the female brain?
Oh, brother. This is how all good arguments start.
is smaller than the male brain.
Uh huh.
Okay. I mean, that's kind of a known fact, right?
Sure. We like to have a little space.
Yeah.
Like to, you know, we like to spread out.
I made a sound effect.
Good job.
Scared of me. Anyway.
Everybody write in and try to tell us what that was.
Oh, shut up. You knew what I was doing.
What?
Anyway, yes. The female brain is smaller than the male brain, but.
But your butts are smaller than ours, too.
Well, it depends. There's a lot of men who don't have a butt.
I have a butt?
I wasn't talking to you, mister.
Okay.
I have a complex?
I got a little C-cup butt.
A C-cup.
What? I can't say that? Why are you looking at me that way?
Whoops. C-cup.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just apologize right now. Just everybody out there is offended.
It's C-curve. It's not a C-cup. C-curve butt. That's how what April always says. It's a C-curve. Like that.
Oh, I thought you were measuring them like you would something else.
No.
You
know,
C, like a bra.
You didn't C-cup, even understand. You don't even understand what I was telling you.
Double D's.
No, that's not good. In butt language.
There's a language?
Come on now.
Yes.
So the brain, right?
Oh, are we back on that?
The hippocampus. You know what that is?
I've been there. Yes. I've been there.
You've been to the hippocampus?
Yeah, there was a civil rights movement. And we went and we demonstrated.
When you were one?
No. Like when I was a teenager.
1968?
It was like equal rights for hippos or something.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's also a hippocampus in your brain.
In my brain?
There's one in your brain and one in my brain.
Oh, both of our brains. Yes. Both male and female.
Both male and female. But it's larger in the female brain, this hippocampus. And you know what this little hippocampus does?
It's complaints?
It's part of your memory.
Oh, no, it's part of your memory.
But it's the memory. It's the memory.
It's
the memory that it's the part of your memory that remembers emotional details.
See?
Emotional event details.
You see what I'm saying?
So the female brain memory part that remembers emotional event details is larger than in males. So men don't even remember.
That's why we forget our anniversaries.
Men don't even remember they had a fight, and the woman can remember every single detail about it. That's why. Isn't that interesting?
But what's amazing to me is not that you remember the fight, because I remember the fight. Okay. I remember getting
locked
out.
I must not have a very large hippocampus.
No, but you do. And I'll tell you why. Because you remember what month and what year it was that we went to the park and held hands on a date or something.
Yeah, I do remember that
stuff. And I'm like, And you're always saying like, yeah, that was like 89. I think it was April of 89, and we went there, and it was really cool when we saw that movie.
89,
we held hands.
I didn't even know you.
98, whatever. It was 98, and we were holding hands, and it was June, and we saw the Titanic together or whatever it was, and I'm like, yeah, I remember seeing Titanic with you, but I couldn't throw a dart and hit a date.
Do you know what he remembers about Titanic?
The cups.
That he drank a 45-ounce kidney buster
for
a quarter extra.
That's the night they talked to me into the super large with free refills.
I'm like, what the heck? He could be able to hold it with both hands. It was so big. Carried it to the thing. And then the entire movie's about water.
Yeah. And the movie gets more pressing as the movie goes on.
Yeah, we went to the bathroom like four times. And that movie is eternally long.
Oh, it's the longest movie in history.
And you did go to the bathroom four times, I think.
I did. I had to. I had to get my money's worth.
It's hysterical.
I had to get a refill. Then I had to go on dialysis.
Do you know how many calories you had? That was real Dr. Pepper you were drinking.
Darn too.
No, it was Mr. Real. Pibb because that was at the theater. You couldn't get Dr. Pepper.
Yes, it was $8 worth of Mr. Pibb.
Ugh.
Which I hate.
Okay. Well, so anyway, now, also, the female brain has this other thing called the anterior cingulate cortex. I'm so smart.
You are. Got a little brain eking out in your headphones right now.
You see it?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's called the worry wart center of your brain.
The worry wart
the
center?
The worry wart center. That's what your they call
it. As a technical term?
Yeah, that's right. A brain person who specializes in brains called it that.
You've been watching Oprah again, haven't you?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, so it's larger in the in females than males, which is why females worry way more than men. It's actually way larger in women.
That doesn't make any sense to me because the men.
It like barely showed when they showed the picture. It was like a little speck in men, and in women, it was huge. And it wasn't. That's just a general statement. It doesn't mean men don't worry.
No, but
it just means women worry about little things, that mean nothing, and they worry all the time. Where men will worry about actual things that are of real importance.
Men,
not all the time.
Men tend to worry a lot about things that never happen.
Well, that's true. So do women.
No, women worry a lot about things that they have happened. They just blow them out of proportion or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
What did he mean by that? Oh, I don't know. You know, should I have done that? Should I not have done that? You know, that's what I hear women saying.
Mm-hmm.
But what I hear men saying is, you know, they're very stressed out about the economy's doing or how their job is, how much money they have in the bank so that in case they get to the next job. I mean, these are the things men worry about. Mm-hmm. Feeding their family, wife leaving them. I mean, stuff that
matters somewhat.
It's not necessarily things that, I mean, I'm doing a poor job of the examples, but it's not necessarily things that matter. It's just things that could happen.
Yeah.
Whereas women kind of worry about what things meant.
Yeah. What has already happened. They're stressing about it for no reason.
There you go.
Yes. And then the last thing
men will eat themselves up on the inside mm-hmm. with that worry.
Yeah, women
That's
will,
bad for you.
Women will eat you up on the outside talking to you about it. And the last thing I thought was very interesting, which is not really probably a big concern for our listeners, but
it's not.
Yet the same, I thought it was interesting.
Okay, what's the interesting
because
part?
Because I always thought that it was that the effect of alcohol on women was greater because men were larger. And mm-hmm. I just thought, you know, well, men are larger and they have more muscle mass, whatever, you know, just has anything to do
they tell
with
you
anything.
It's dependent on your weight.
It has nothing to do with that.
Really?
Mm-mm. Dr. Oz says,
uh-huh.
America's doctor. Now, I have not checked.
Where did he get that title from?
I have not checked to see. That's my title. I gave him that.
Okay.
I have not checked to make sure this is true, but I mean,
it's Dr. Oz.
It's
got to be true.
He wouldn't have said it,
Oprah
I would
wouldn't
hope.
Have anything on her show that wasn't true.
Oh, give me a break. You know that better than that. But anyway, I mean, yeah. He is a doctor, and his reputation is on the line, you know. So,
and?
Anyway, I thought it was interesting.
What's interesting?
That men have an extra enzyme in their stomach that women don't have. And it digests the alcohol in their stomach. So only half the alcohol actually goes into your bloodstream. Where in a woman's stomach, all of it goes into their bloodstream. Which is why men can drink twice as much as women.
But I'm a McFadden, and I'm Irish. I have three extra enzymes.
He said he said also that it is a
hereditary thing.
No. Like a racial, there's a racial difference.
Uh-huh.
And like American Indians
don't have
it at all.
Yeah.
But it's true. They really don't. And they of course they go to this evolutionary crappity crap. So
yeah.
Sorry, I'm not supposed to say that. Carpety carp. And say that, well, back in a million years ago, they didn't have to boil whatever. And
so that's why they don't have this enzyme.
Whatever. Okay. So God didn't give them that enzyme for some reason.
Well, see, here's the thing. I'm like, the two biggest pieces of me, I'm a Heinz 57, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm basically a white bread person, but I got a lot in me. Mm-hmm. I'm a multi-grain. Kind of a nutty bread.
Mm-hmm.
And
sometimes hard to digest.
Like a banana nut bread type of situation going on. But anyway, the biggest two pieces of me are Indian and Irish. So I'm just a lousy drunk. What that boils down to.
Yeah, but you don't.
No, I'm not.
That's not true at all.
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
No, I could pretty much hold my alcohol.
Yeah. That's not true at all. But anyway.
Keep me away from tequila.
I thought that was very interesting.
It is very interesting.
I mean, not that that's anything people didn't
know
before.
And there you have brain talk on the two blind squirrels. The difference between men and women, brainiology.
Brainiologically.
Brainiologically. Yeah, brainiologically.
Go. Got it.
That's what I said.
Okay.
Sure. Hey, by the way,
mm-hmm.
Jen and Dave over at the Jaded Vasilian podcast.
Yeah.
We need to tell them something. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Thank you.
What's that for? Why?
Because they keep making fun of us over there.
Why are they making fun of us?
They just keep always pick out the time that I say something that doesn't make any sense. Jen got it right, though. She said, Dave says, we pick on them a lot. And Jen says, it's because they have a podcast every day. There's a lot to pick on. They're a pretty big target. So there. Jen's taking up for me over there. That's appreciate right. that.
Is she? Are they only picking on you, or do they pick on me too?
No, they pick on both. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. No, they pick on everybody. They actually put out a show every Wednesday, and it's a compilation of all the podcasts Dave listens to, mm-hmm. and he picks out little clips from each podcast, mm-hmm. And it's pretty good stuff.
So they don't really do their own podcast.
No, they do another podcast too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's just their, they do 2 a week, I think. Yeah, 2 a week and
the 2 a week.
You say that, but really they do 2 a week, but they're 40-minute shows, so that's about 4 days for us.
Did you listen to our shows?
No.
We don't do short shows like you say we should do. There's no Charlie here going tapping the watch.
Hey.
There's no Charlie saying stop talking.
Okay, let's stop talking.
Stop talking.
Time's up.
Because neither of us pay any attention. So we just chit chat and then we go, oh my God, we've been talking for 40 minutes.
I try to keep it to around 20. I do.
Okay.
I do. I make a conscious effort. You know why? Because that's about all I can listen to.
Oh.
And these people that put out 40-minute shows, mm-hmm. guess what? I listen to them. It takes me 2 days to listen to them.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was like, I can't. Sorry.
You can't do it.
My lunch is only an hour long, people. And there's some work I can do. Like if I'm running queries, mm-hmm. I can listen to shows. And I always plan on listening to them on the way to work and the way home because it's a 2-hour commute. You'd think I would need something to do, but
no, you got
I have
Charlie.
Plenty to do.
You got Charlie.
I have a Bible study I have to work on. Mm-hmm. I have a show I have to work on. I got Twitters I have to send. I mean,
oh,
things
it's very important.
Things have
stuff.
To be done, and then plus in the mornings I need to sleep.
That's the most important.
Man, I tell you what, I nearly needed to sleep this morning. I got in that car and I was like, I gotta go. But Charlie went to the fair yesterday, so he had to tell me all about the fair. Well, by the time he got to tell me about the fair, I was already in Mesquite.
Well, you should have told him you're going to have to wait, man.
Well, I was all interested to hear it.
Yeah, when
just
you
his
knew
fault.
You were ready, you said he's going to want to tell me about the fair.
Yeah, I knew. And I thought, well, you know, I'll make him wait and tell me this afternoon, but I gotta find out what's going on in Charlie's life. It's just, it's a must.
It's very important.
It's very important. Nothing can happen without me knowing about it. Is he in his bathroom redone? Wait. If somebody tells you they're getting their bathrooms redone, what does that mean to you?
Well, that they're getting them remodeled.
Right. What does that mean to you? What all does that entail? Would you think the floor is included in that?
New floor, new sink, mm-hmm. new mirrors, mm-hmm. new accessories, mm-hmm. new faucets, mm-hmm. new bathtubs, mm-hmm. new everything.
Mm-hmm. And there may be one or two things you don't change. Like maybe a new bathtub you don't. Maybe you keep the bathtub
yeah,
you have, or
yeah.
maybe you keep the toilet.
Right.
But in general, you're thinking most stuff in there is going to change.
Uh-huh.
So he tells me he's getting his bathroom redone.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, oh, cool. Where are you going to get your stuff? Where are you going? You know, would you go to Home Depot? Did you go to Fox and Gothworth? You know, where'd you, he's looking at me all kind of funny, like, what? I'm like, well, where'd you get your sink? What kind of sink did you get? You should get this kind of sink or this kind of sink. I mean, I'm into home remodeling.
Right, yeah.
That's what we do. He's getting his walls textured so they can paint later.
That's how he's doing to redo his bathroom? That's called painting a wall.
That's what he called redoing the bathroom.
That's painting a wall.
And getting new light fixtures.
That's painting a wall and getting new light fixtures.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Did he go, it is not.
He's like, well, not everybody's Bob Vila. Which I think is Jen and Dave's cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Coupon squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.